Our power grid is often called the largest machine in the world. It's an engineering marvel that delivers lights, heat, power for our devices. It delivers this program. It's also vulnerable. Last year saw more physical attacks on the grid than any other, 163, according to the government. And suspicion is focusing on far-right extremists. This week, authorities charged two people for planning to shoot up key electrical nodes in majority black Baltimore. One suspect is founder of a neo-Nazi group. Let's talk now to Brian Harrell, former Assistant Secretary for Infrastructure Protection at the Department of Homeland Security. Brian, hello.
Good afternoon, Scott. How are you?
Well, these pieces of the power grid we're seeing physically shot at and attacked, how secure are they?
Well, you know, I think it's very apparent that critical infrastructure, specifically energy infrastructure, is squarely in the crosshairs of domestic violent extremists, or what we know of them as DVEs. So yesterday, you've heard the reporting, two individuals from the Baltimore area were arrested for plotting to destroy power grid, substations in hopes to try to plunge the city into darkness. Brandon Russell. Mm-hmm. One of the individuals arrested is a founding member of the neo-Nazi group, the Atomwaffen Division. He was released back in August from federal prison for possession of homemade explosives and some bomb-making materials. The woman that he was with, Miss Sarah Clendaniel, mm-hmm. Also had a very lengthy rap sheet, and she was apparently suffering from a terminal kidney ailment and wanted to do some real damage before she died. And so they had done their research, they had attack plans, they identified key sites and equipment to attack. They were planning to shoot out multiple sites in succession and mm-hmm. ultimately creating a collapsing effect with cascading impacts for the electric grid in the Maryland area. So this was just a recent example of extremists targeting the electric grid. But really over the mm-hmm. last 8 or 9 weeks, we've seen this tactic really take hold. About 2 months ago, we learned of multiple substation shootings in North Carolina, but mm-hmm. really all over the country. The Carolinas, Florida, Ohio, Washington State, the power grid, and really all energy infrastructure is a very attractive target.
And Brian, let me ask you about this case in Baltimore, this case that was thwarted. In Baltimore, these suspects, the two people who were arrested, said, according to the FBI, planned these cascading blackouts to stoke racial violence. I guess, what does this tell you about their worldview, their motivation, and whether it overlaps with other rhetoric that you're seeing on the dark web?
Well, I think they ultimately want to create pain and create havoc. And the way in which they're going to do so is going after critical infrastructure and some of the key services that we all use every single day. We live in a first world country, and you flip on the lights when you walk in the room, the expectation is that the lights come on. Well, in this case, they're looking to have a big impact by trying to remove some of these critical services, which ultimately, in their estimation, would degrade the confidence that we all have in local critical infrastructure, government officials, et cetera. But mm-hmm. you know, we're seeing a significant amount of what we call DVE, domestic violent extremist chatter, on the dark webs. You know, portals that are highlighting the desire to destroy substations, transmission towers, wind farms, et cetera. And these groups, really from the left and the right, they want to make a statement. They want to see their work in the media and on the nightly news. And in many cases, I believe the attacks are being done by individuals with insider knowledge, maybe some institutional expertise. They've done their research, they know what they're seeking, and they're trying to degrade our critical services.
Yeah. Well, Brian, you're in the business of keeping the grid safe. How worried are you about grid safety, say on a scale of 1 to 10?
Well, I think industry has made significant strides in making the right investments really over the last 10 or 15 years. I think attacks are going to happen. It's not if, it is in fact when. I think most companies, if not all, have the basic protections in place, whether it's perimeter security, access control, cameras, lighting, signage. But I think we as a nation really need to focus and continue to focus and invest in mm-hmm. resilience, adding redundancy to the grid, removing single points of failure. Because again, you go back to some of these very nefarious pieces of social media and, you know, these dark portals on the dark web kind of thing. These plans are being talked about. They mm-hmm. are openly discussing how targeting critical infrastructure is going to have the most bang for the buck.
Yeah. And Brian, you and I spoke briefly on the phone yesterday. I mean, you said there are hundreds of thousands of these kind of local pieces of the power grid. The reality is we can't protect them all, right? I mean, some of them are going to get shot at or IEDs or something. That's just kind of the reality, is it not?
Well, that is right. And so, yes, there are hundreds of thousands of, you know, sites across the country, whether it's distribution, transmission, substations, it's you know, transmission towers, it's generation facilities, it's wind farms, it's solar farms, you name it. And they are all contributing to what we call the bulk power system or the electric grid for the United States and Canada. So the targets of opportunity out there are numerous. But I think from a law enforcement perspective, what they need to be doing is linking arm in arm with critical infrastructure owners and operators to really do mm-hmm. what's called collective defense. You know, we need to teach law enforcement how to respond to high voltage substations. We need to have and encourage more regular and random patrols. Yeah. And we really need to have a partner with our partners.
Thank you, Brian Harrell, former Assistant Secretary at the Department of Homeland Security. Much appreciated.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.